This is No Big Spandex, episode 162 for Wednesday, March 6th, 2013. So Megaforce, United We Stand, girl episode.
Power Rangers, Megaforce.
Yes, girl episode, all about girl power and being best friends. Because we got to know that they were best friends.
So they went shopping. No?
No. No. This is not Samurai.
Shopping!
The first scene that we see them, there are... You know, riding their bikes.
Biking.
BMX style.
With improbable expertise. Flipping and whatever else.
Hey, now. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Emily loves BMX biking.
Emily? Samurai Emily?
Emily?
Yes. Emily. Emily. Doesn't really matter. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter.
It's Emma. And, oh boy, I was going to say Gemma, Lord. And Gia. Yeah.
And Gemma, yes.
So Gemma, they love BMX riding. And not only BMX riding, but they had to look for this rare flower that only blooms on one day.
Believable.
The Magnus Bloomus.
Flowerous.
Whackness.
Hollowness.
Can't believe it's... What else?
Can't believe it's not butterous.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one. So it's like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I can't believe it. It just blooms one day a year.
Birdie.
And Gia's like, oh, it's so beautiful. Pictures! And then the photo shoot.
Besties.
Best friends. Okay, don't show this to anybody, right? Because it's just between the two of us. Just between the two of us.
Just right. The two of us.
Can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just you the and I.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you can't show the pictures to people because Gia is like the tough popular girl because they told us she is. Yeah. I've never actually seen that happen, but they told me that she is, so I'm going to go with that.
I mean, I've seen her not crack a smile, you know.
Yeah, she actually is pretty good at actually snarling all the time. Always looking like she's half-pissed.
Right. Right, and it's ain't like, having it.
And remember, leather jacket.
But in the yeah, forest, yeah. Denim jacket.
Jean jacket, yes.
It's casual.
She said, you know what, I gotta go to Fashion Bug today, pick out some new clothes. And so she busted out the old jean jacket, yes. 90s style.
Her second outfit.
And with Emma. Jean jacket, no pink shorts. What?
Although there is a problem.
A little mesh, there was a tiny problem. Just a tiny problem.
And that tiny problem is, after this initial scene, they changed back to their original clothes.
Yeah, pretty much. So when they morph, right, that means that whatever clothes that they have on is now null and void. And they must go back to base.
They just
base form.
Sailor Moon.
Base. Yes.
I guess.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, MMPR was known for clothes and consistencies.
That is true. So, yeah. Reference.
Does happen. Especially once you get into season two and Zach's hair, he just don't know what's going on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Tommy's hair, too. It's like one time it's a ponytail, one time it's a bullet, one time it's not, one time it's this. I'm like, okay, you guys.
Zach's like got his Gumby hair going on, and then like he turns around, all of a sudden he's got dreads. What's up? What's up, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Turns back around. Oh, Gumby's back. What's up? Hey.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, MNPR and their flannel shirts, right? So one time they're in a flannel shirt, one time they're not. One time they're sleeveless, one time they're not. I'm just like, y'all need to make up your mind. It's like
green jeans. I mean, come on.
Green jeans, tank top twins.
Mm-hmm. It's like, is Tommy the Green Ranger or the White Ranger in this episode? Let's see. Let's just make him both wear green and white. Yay! So we're not, it's not new. It's not, it's just funny. It's not new, but it's funny.
Okay, Mighty Morphin was in 1993.
And to be fair, Mighty Morphin had the problem of, hey, we just made 40 episodes and they want 20 more and we have no footage. Cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste.
Yeah, and this is the first time we're doing this ever.
Half of our cast just disappeared. Cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste.
Yeah, what's Megaforce's excuse?
But there were other seasons that were later that had inconsistencies as well.
Right, so Zio.
By the way, didn't like Connor steal all of Hunter's clothes or something like that? And I think like Ethan had a couple of Blake's old uniforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think between Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder, there was a lot of clothes swapping.
Yeah, and hello, accent swapping. They didn't know how they. I mean,
they shopped at the same stores. Come on.
Just saying that inconsistencies do happen is not new. It's not new.
Right. Although, okay, so they are looking at the flower. They get a call on their giant.
Oh my gosh, it's so huge and disgusting.
They're unbelievably cumbersome morpher. And they're like, we gotta go into battle. And Vrak is there. Although he's a tad confusing. Because they decided to use footage of him from the second, third of the season. So he doesn't look the same.
Mm-hmm.
He is wearing like crazy red like centipede armor or whatever it is.
Chupacabra.
Just standing there with his Wolverine claw. And
he doesn't do anything at all.
That's his Earth clothes. Okay? He is royalty. Okay? He cannot just go down to the planet in his civilian garb. He must wear
Even though he totally did that in Ghost Ager all the time.
That's Ghost Ager.
Has he gone down to Earth yet in Megaforce?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
See, I get confused because I always watch the Ghost Ager episodes if you know, up to the one that is adapted. So sometimes I watch two or three at a time and I get confused. I can't, and it's very painful to rewatch, by the way.
So just like a king has to, when he visits his subjects, goes into the village, you know, he has to wear his crown and carry around like he's important and stuff. Just like that, Vrak is like, all right, let me put on my little armor, show that I'm important.
His fighting clothes?
His fighting clothes.
Even though he doesn't fight at all.
His standing there clothes?
His looking his down upon clothes. His yes. insubordinate clothes.
Now, the thing is, I'm actually okay with the idea of him having Earth clothes or Earth armor or whatever, but you should at least have like a line of dialogue that says something about it, like, "Oh, let me transform into my da 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 da." Like, because Trakeena, actually, in like the first half of Lost Galaxy, she had a little like green thing that she could put on, but you would actually see her turn into it, and you know what I mean? It would be like a thing. Here, like, it's just, like
I
didn't mind it.
I'm genuinely not sure if he's supposed to look like that, or if they just said, all right, let's get some footage of the girls fighting and him there, and they didn't even really care. It's hard for me to tell when we're in the same episode where the girls start switching clothes, because it makes me feel like they're not even looking for consistency.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little weird. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the clarity, all you had to do was just cut to, like, a quick moment where he transforms or whatever, and says, oh, I'll change into my Earth, blah, 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 or I'll change back, blah, blah, whatever. And nobody would be confused. I noticed there were a couple of people who literally thought that this was just a monster of the week and didn't even realize that it was Vrak. Although, I guess they weren't paying attention to the dialogue. But, you know what I mean? Like, clarity. It's not that hard.
No. I fully expect him to show up in, like, the next episode or two on Earth in regular silver clothes that he has on the base. And nobody even ever mentions it.
He likes to look different sometimes.
Hey, he's not the only one that likes to go shopping, okay? It's just, he likes to look different wherever he goes. He wants to have different outfits, okay? Just like girls like shopping. So does Frack. Okay, he's royalty. He's got a whole lot of money to spend. He got... I'm trying.
Yeah?
That's great.
Well, see, and that's the thing is, like, a couple of minutes later, Noah and Jake are sitting in the computer lab talking, and Noah says, that guy was different. He didn't even look like an insect. Like, kind of did.
No, he doesn't.
I think he looks a lot like it with the little legs on all over his outfit. He kind of looks centipede-ish to me.
I mean, I know what he's supposed to be because I watched Gossager and they said he's the Chupacabra.
Right.
I guess they just decided to make that a plot point. Although, I do like that, okay, number one, he notices it. Right, or at least, you know, supposed to, like, it's a plot point. Like,
yeah.
And that it's, like, a thing, like, oh, okay, he's different from the others. So that hopefully plays into something that's coming up.
I'm so not sure. I think it could go either way at this point in time, if they did it on purpose or not.
But let's not skip over our Queen Bee. Our... Queen Bizarra?
Bizarra. I'm sorry.
Like, okay, like, this is... Here's what I'm gonna say about female villains. Okay. So I am all for females doing the bad thing, getting the bad thing done, and what have you. I just kinda hate now... Just a little bit, where the female villains have been more the monster of the week ones, right? We're not talking about like your regular. The monster of the week ones are like more times than not really dumb, and I get it. There are other monster of the week, you know, monsters that are also dumb, right? But when it comes to the female monster of the week villains, they are dumb. So a lot of the times. Yeah. And I'm tired of it. I'm really tired. Like, and she came off like, yeah, son.
She's a man hater.
This is what it is. What? This is how I do. Oh, look, I'm so fly.
Literally.
Literally, I will sting the crap out of you. You better watch yourself. Oh, what? And I'm thinking, oh, okay. And then her plan is, I'm going to make the men my slaves. And okay, fine. I was with her. I was make the girls fight, fine, so that they don't like run to the men to whatever and make the men her. Okay, cool. I'm thinking like, all right, she going to like mass her army, son. Like, oh, it's going to be hot.
Yep.
And what does she do? What? Does she do? Okay, now we get to where, what's his face? The two of them, Noah and Jake are talking and blah, 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 blah. And then they notice
in soccer the... outside.
Yeah.
Nona Moo Moo is out there.
Oh, poor Nona Moo Moo.
So Jake's like, come on, man. Come on. I'm like, yo, like, which is, you know what, at first I was like, yo, why don't you just leave him? Like, why don't you do you? Go out there.
Yeah, you do you, girl.
He can meet you out there. It's fine. But, like, it shows that, you know, they're really good friends. And he really doesn't want to, he really wants to include Noah into, you know, his stuff and make sure that he's with his buddy. And so I didn't mind that. At first I was
Well, I think it's interesting that you say that because this episode is all about friendship. It's the friendship of Emma and Gia. And the strange thing to me is, like, if they had gotten the little moments like that all throughout the past few episodes, I would have believed this much more, that they're supposed to also be best friends.
Right.
But as it is, I'm just sort of like, okay, I guess they're best friends.
Because they told
now
me.
Now that they've told us.
Jake and Noel aren't just saying, hey, we're best friends. We're best friends. We love each other. Do you know we're best friends? No?
Yeah
and that and that's part of, they do such a good job with Gia and Jake. Yes, right. That's their names. Okay. So they do such a good job with them and their kind of relationship kind of thing, their dynamic. And they do such a good job with Jake and Noah and their dynamic. But when it comes to the two girls, it's like, it's vapid. It's just vapid. It's
well,
so ridiculous.
They before this episode, they barely even had any interaction with one another.
Right.
Yeah, almost none.
Yeah.
It was like two
like,
scenes.
You guys know you, like, you know my drink. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I mean, they've been using a lot of Gia, but very little Emma, so.
Mm-hmm. And then when they do use her, it's, I mean, it's so, I don't want to say samurai level, but it kind of, I mean, it's just like, I don't think anything, like I said, anything would be as bad, but.
No.
But I mean, it's just, these are two prime examples of what you do with a friendship episode and what you don't do. I mean, you have Jake and Noah and it's just simple. It's just regular talk. Wow.
Right.
They don't have to reaffirm every 5 seconds that they're best friends.
Exactly.
By actually specifically telling us we're best friends.
Yes.
Like, come on. We don't
yeah, the very opening scene as soon as they get off their bikes. Oh, what are best friends for? Oh, best friends. And then, like, after they fought the monster, didn't one of the guys say something like, oh, those two, they're best friends.
I'm so tired of them, like, repeating lines and like, because to me, like, it's almost as bad as repeating the slogans of, like, oh, Earth's Defenders never surrender. And in this episode, they had United We Stand, Divided We Fall, which they said twice.
Yeah.
The episode kinda, title in there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I know that's everybody's favorite.
Yeah, it's great.
Here are the Dome Dolls.
Divided we stand, divided we fall. Like, okay. Once is fine.
The Dome Dolls. Oh, yeah, that really angered me.
The Dome Dolls.
That did. Like, I mean, United We Stand, it's a common phrase anyway, so it didn't offend me that much, but wow.
It's just saying it twice.
Yeah.
It's the problem. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, we got it
the repetition.
First time. Why are you
affirmation.
Doing this?
Yeah.
Affirmation.
For real. You know? So, yeah. I mean, like, so they notice that, like, oh, yeah, the loogies are out there, and so is the queen bee, you know, marking her turf or whatever. yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, even before when Rack was out there watching them and, you know, it's like, these humans, they're very in sync. Like, Heffer, like, yo, where were you? The past other I can understand the first episode. Okay, fine. We up to episode 5, hun. Like, where you been sleeping? Like,
where you been?
You know, and so it was just kind of like, really? Did he really need to be? It just showed like, okay, well, they wanted to use some footage and put something in there and call it a day, whatever. So, like, we get up to this queen bee, and she's stinging people and whatever, and she's like, take them away. And I'm thinking, all right, she might actually, you know, mass her army. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mass that army. And
cut to foot massage. Oh. No.
Anyway. I can't. Like, I can't. I cannot. I cannot. How on earth you... Your plan for world domination is for people to wash your panties.
Wow.
To clean the gunk from your toes. To create fires with your nails. And to
maybe,
be your air conditioner. Like, what?
Maybe she doesn't want to dominate the world. She just wants to subjugate men. She really hates him.
By dominate, it's dominatrix, see.
Yeah,
so she's a dominatrix.
She's like a crazy bull.
Wow.
I can't, you know, and then, you know, even before, like the girls, they're fighting because they went to go and get their pictures, and they're like, all right, come back to my place, okay, and we'll, like, upload these. And I'm just like, wait a minute, wait, hold on.
Hey,
time out.
But the ones with both of us in it are for just us.
Wait, time out.
Don't forget, you
used a digital camera.
Hey.
You went to.
Hey.
Print them out. And then you say you're going to upload them to the internet.
You can get both. You can go there and you can say, give me, print out my photos, and also give me a zip drive or whatever.
There is already an SD card in the camera. There is already. That you can connect to your computer. And
maybe
you can...
she got a floppy disk with all the pictures on it.
No.
Or with probably three pictures on it.
That is a DSLR, okay? No, there's no floppy. There's no, you cannot copy that floppy. You.
Wow.
Don't copy that floppy. I remember that damn video. Don't copy that floppy.
The logic, wow. Son. Like, I, all for like some dumb plot where like you have some bee hiding in a mall. Athletic shop, right? Yo, that athletic shop is getting some play. I want them to go into that leather shop so bad. Just once. But yeah, she stings them, whatever, and they're fighting. And to be fair, their fighting wasn't as bad. It could have been like we've had this like plot before, where you know two teammates or whomever are fighting.
Don't vote for dummy.
You know, and it's like really over the top and really unbelievable, or whatever. And yeah, this was too, whatever. But it wasn't like
hello.
Best episode ever. Anyway, so
we don't even celebrate Christmas.
It wasn't even, but this wasn't even like, oh, you, I hate you. Like, it was like gradual, like, annoyance. You know what I mean? Like, at first they were like, give me the picture. No, you. And then, like, over the top, like, crumple it to the ground.
A hilarious slow motion crumple where they're giving each other the stink eye.
Basically.
I think they basically, like, ball it in a ball and then it somehow drops like nice and flat, just a little bit crumpled.
They crumple it up and then they're like, oh wait, no, what do we do? No, wait. Drops it on the ground. Yeah, I don't like you, right? And even when like they don't like each other and they were fighting, but it didn't really build up until when they were trying to, what you call it, combine their weapons or something, you know what I mean, to help the guys out. So in that case, it was still bad. I'm not gonna lie, still bad. But it wasn't as bad as, you know.
I mean, it's still a little weird because it's like, it would be different if she was like, oh, you'll have disagreements or be unable to agree. But she was like, you're gonna be the worst of enemies. And I'm thinking, yeah, just like the way she's talking, like they're gonna fight, like, you know, like get to a point where it's their enemy, like for real.
Right.
But it never even got close to that. It was just sort of like, I don't like your hair.
Like, why are you here?
You were waiting for one of them to go, I'm the one with the muscles and power.
Yes. Exactly that. I got the leather jacket.
Or they're like ready to fight the damn slippery shark, and instead they're like, let's just throw down with each other right here, right now. Come on!
I'll shove this cherry berry cappuccino down your throat.
You know? But, yeah, so, I mean, so when they are trying to help out the guys now, and they look like fools, though. It's like, no, I'm supposed to call out this sword thing and whatever before you combine. We can't combine like this. Blah, blah, blah. It was a lot of whining. No, you, I'm prettier. No, I'm prettier. No.
To be fair, that was the Sentai footage talking right there.
It was so beyond. Like, I couldn't even, you know?
It was awful both times, really.
Yeah. Although at least kind of in Ghost Sager it was like a real fight where like they really just had a massive personality clash, and they were and it was about the fact that they really weren't friends. They were just teammates forced together. So the whole issue was, do we really care about each other, or do we care about each other because we're teammates and we have to? Like real conflict, even if it was played for jokes.
Right.
There was still a real conflict there. Not, we've been best friends since we're six, and now we're going to picture crumple.
I like the idea that they've been best friends since they were six. I just don't like learning about it right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, instead of, you know, a couple episodes ago or whatever. Like, if they just had done the necessary work. I don't like the idea that the first time we really, really strongly see their friendship is that's the one where it's challenged right away. Like, just...
It should have been a gradual thing instead of, like...
Just, show little bits and pieces of them actually, acknowledging each other's existence before this episode.
And they have, like, I mean, a little, like, I don't want to, you know. Like, there was a part where Emma... Yes, Emma. Okay, so I'm dead serious. I can't keep confusing them, but Emma is the pink one, right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Emma, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I always have to remember what they are in Samurai and then think to myself, okay, switch them. Okay, that's the one.
That's the one. So Emma, you know, asked Gia about how, you know, it's like, oh, so I see that Jake is really liking you. So what are you going to do? Whatever. She's like, what? Like, they've shown, like, little hints here and there of them being friends. But the whole thing about them being friends since forever, ever, why don't you show a little more than just, like, oh, okay, I know what you like. Okay, what are you going to do with this boy? You know?
Right.
Yes, it's still episode 5, right? They can't be, you know, divulging, like, deep, dark secrets and junk. But the whole, like, them telling us they're best friends instead of showing us is a major
problem. Well, here's my thing, is if you have two people who have supposedly been best friends for, like, a decade, and one of them doesn't want her picture shown... And all this stuff, and like she spends so much supposed effort kind of distancing herself because she wants to keep up this appearance. I would kind of not be happy with that, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be kind of annoyed that my best friend is more cared about her image than the actual friendship.
Right.
And that's exactly what I feel like the episode should have been about. Is that idea. Like, what's your problem? Like, and it could have been a real conflict rather than this fake thing that the monster has to create.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're all happy and nice, you know, by the end. Like,
it would have been really cool if they actually had a real conflict. The monster could have still done their whack, whatever, put a spell on them. And then after they break the spell, be like, are they still under the spell? Wait, are they? And then they actually really work it out. You know what I mean? Instead of this fake, like, you morphed before me. Well, I found the monster before you. Well, you're still tied up, so you suck. And, you know, I kind of did like that, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. G always got the lines, I'm just saying. But,
she's the best character.
Yeah,
her and Jake.
They've, like, told us that these two girls have more depth to their characters, that there's a clear divide between who they are. You can tell the difference between them, but they've never actually demonstrated that yet. Like, I don't get the idea that Gia is popular badass while Emma is, I don't know, alternachick. What do you want to say? Different?
Earth mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hippie?
Yeah, I feel like I get more of that from reading the website.
Yeah, there's.
Like
I've never really seen anything about her that makes me think she's the hippie girl or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason is like these Rangers. Even though we see other high schoolers walking by and stuff, it's very rare for us to actually interact with most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like if there was more of a social setting, not just these five,
we
talking
need
to each
more
other,
Richies. And
we
more
Curtis.
Curtises, and we need more Jew boys.
More Jew boys.
More Jew boys.
We need more, yeah, like we need more of those secondary characters, you know, recurring characters that would come in and be a foil or, you know, be something, like something.
Yeah, the Rangers really seem to live in their own little bubble. Like, Noah has talked to the teacher a couple times. They've talked to, thank you, come again guy a couple times. But other than, I mean, they don't even talk to friggin' Gosei. They just, it's just the
That's true.
five of them, doing their own thing. And then telling us how they supposedly relate to everybody around them. And that's it.
It's interesting because like in Samurai, one of the complaints was that like they don't get out much, they don't have much of a social life or
About
whatever.
to say.
And now in Megaforce, they're out more, right?
But they
And I mean, they're
still.
out a whole lot more, but it still feels isolated.
Yeah.
Like, even though they're surrounded by people, it's not even, I don't know, like it doesn't
Yeah.
feel like they have that.
And then when they do have a secondary character, what's his face? It's one of the last on Jared J
Jordan.
Jordan Juju Beans, whatever. Anyway, when you do have it, it's like some fool, you know what I mean? It's some idiot, you
Some
know?
fool.
And then you get a PSA like, well, this is what you got to do to be a ranger, you know?
Yeah, you have to talk down to him, and like
Yeah.
he's not even like he might as well have been five,
Right.
and it's just like, well, that's not what I really want. I want peers, or like, people they can have level conversations with.
Yeah, show me how they rank amongst the general populace. Have some, maybe have Jake be more popular and Noah just stand there like a dork, or show that Gia is friends with all the popular kids and she doesn't, she only talks to Emma by themselves, or
Right. I could totally imagine her Gia walking down the hall or something with her posse, and Emma's like just kind of standing by their locker, like wanting to wave, but then Gia just walks by or something. You know what I mean? Something where you can
Yeah.
see the difference.
And then that would mean that the end of this episode is Gia walking along with her posse and then stopping and acknowledging Emma in front of everybody. That's how you could end the episode. Where
Yes.
they finally, where they break the barriers, do something.
Yeah, and it feels like a development as well as just telling us they're friends. 'Cause that's all I get from this episode. I don't really feel like we moved forward at all. We just sort of stayed in this one place and told the audience. Eh.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. This whole episode could have been rewritten completely different to show that they are good friends. And even, okay, yeah, like the whole newspaper thing where they see the picture and, oh, look at what Emma did.
Wow.
And look, she submitted it to the local newspaper, not just the school newspaper, the local newspaper, the paper that people can see things and people that might actually read something. Look at that. Oh my goodness. Here's something that she did that she broke a promise. And I'm thinking, yo, son, yo, this is gonna be hot. This is gonna end on some. And
Conflict.
the tough Gia or whatever, she's like, wait, you did this and whatever, and blah, 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 blah. It's cool, we're best friends.
I was like, what? Are you serious? That's it?
Yes.
What was the point of even? Ugh. Yeah.
Emma and local snarly girl find flower. No one cares. Good headline. Emma Asian and local snarly girl. Yeah, it's just. So what's the moral of this episode? Don't get put under a spell?
Well, if you do, it's fine. Just realize you're under a spell and everything will go away.
Oh.
The moral is story, the thorough,
Storm.
thorough,
Storm moral. The storm moral.
the moral of the story is if you've got a mini Troy or a mini Noah or mini Jake, you are gonna be cleaning some monsters unmentionables and
Unmentionables.
unmentionables. And if you are a girl, You get to have slow-mo paper crumples.
Yeah.
Play that back over and over.
Is that better or worse than slow-mo walk?
Slow-mo walk tops all.
Okay.
Tops all. You get to look cool while slow-mo walking.
Walking.
While boring people.
While boring people.
Yes.
Probably takes longer.
Mm-hmm. I admit, though, I did think it was funny at the end when the guys had their hands over their mouths and they didn't realize they could take them off. It was fun. I got a little chuckle.
Yeah.
A little chuckle, and then Gia's like, you should keep your hand on your mouth.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, those little things that Gia always has these lines, and Jake responds to them wonderfully. I love it. Like, I do.
She always has lines, and he always responds.
If once an episode just completely bust his balls, I'm good with that. You know, it's fun.
That's good.
It keeps the relationship going without telling us about their relationship.
It's the best part of the episode, yeah.
Without having him have to go, oh, I love her, girls.
You know, I do. I like it. And when they were, they're morphed and they're battling the monster, blah, 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 blah. And of course, the girls are going to yet again say some lines of the soul, like, together we rule, in some kind of crap. United we stand, and as friendships, as girls, or
friendship
something.
Friendship is magic.
And Troy was like, whoa. Whoa.
Oh, ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Troy. Mmm. Son.
Like,
son.
Troy has more personality in the costume than outside. So, this is what I suggest. Never demorph.
Stuck in a costume.
Pull a Tommy.
Get
some man bun.
They always keep showing those clips in the Megazord where he's like, ooh, pumping his fist and yay, and it completely doesn't jive.
So stupid. Yeah. It's like, what is that?
I don't know if this is the right word, but I mean, friggin' Atlanta in Go Sager is his movements when he's happy and stuff are kind of feminine, a little bit, you know?
They're
he's
flamboyant.
Like, yeah, they're a little, look at me here. And I mean, that is not Troy in the slightest, in around giving his little peace sign and. What the hell is this crap? And then last episode when his diabetes acted up and he went, oh, I gotta pass out and dream guy. Bye bye. I'm like, what the hell is happening with him? Do we need like giant crazy samurai armor in the Megazord so we don't have this crap? Because you're not capable of editing around it? I don't know.
It's crazy. And I mean, Troy in general, I mean, I was willing to give him a few episodes.
He's still tired.
He's just awful, honestly. Just
five episodes in, he's still sleeping.
Yeah, like,
he's still on the bus.
Yes. That's why this whole season is going to end and he's going to wake up and be like, oh my God, what
weird dream. Weird dream.
Oh my God. Oh, it's Super Mega Force time. Dun-dun-dun-dun, pirates.
Don't want to miss my first day.
Stay at pirate school.
At pirate school.
Let's make it showy. Let's make it showy, guys.
Lord have mercy. I'm waiting for it.
Seriously, I mean, like, the girls are fighting, trying to save them, and Troy just like, oh, they're fighting. Come on, girls. Win. Beat Beevil.
It's like, what was this line again? It was like, to the bee when he was fighting her. Oh, man, it was some horrible pun, right?
Buzz off or something.
Something, yeah. And she was like, oh, wow, you're so clever. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm going to take you out, honey.
Oh, my God, wow. God.
Oh, crap. Lord have mercy.
Some serious zingers here.
Zing! Zingers!
peace. Oh, oh my God.
Yes, I mean, I'm trying to think of anything else that was in this episode that I was like, really... Because I don't even know what to rate it. Like, I really don't. Like, I have no idea. I'm all over the place.
It was, I don't know. It was bizarre. Bizarre.
Because I did like, okay, like when we got up to the, when was his, what's her face? Because what's her name? Oh, gosh. Emma, yes. So Emma finds the hiding place, right? And so she's like, okay, fine, I found it. You know, because they're fighting over which way to go, you know? And she was like, well, this twig shows that blah. And she was like, look, anybody, that could have been broken like days ago or whatever. Like, no, we got to find a place that all these people can fit, all right? And so they go their separate ways. Emma finds them first. And she goes and she's like, it's morphing time. And blah, and then gets captured, gets tied up. Then Gia comes in, battles the monster, blah, 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 blah. And then Emma's all like, yo, let me go. What's up? What are you doing? And she's like, well, first of all, you charge into battle without me, you know, and we didn't combine our weapons. So, and then you got the guys all, you know, stung up. Then you come in here and now look, you tied up. And I'm gonna let you free. I'm gonna let you free. What? So I was like, okay. They're trying, in the midst of all this craziness, they were trying to build up some kind of logic as to why Gio was like, I ain't having this. And Emma's like, but, not fair. Why? So that's a little good. A little bit.
A little good?
Because they were building up. They were like, all right, well, you did this wrong, and you did that wrong, so therefore, you stand tied up. I'm gonna handle this, or whatever. And then that's where Gosei is like, the friendship will break the spell, or some kind of crap.
You have earned Zords.
You have earned the Zords.
Thanks for showing up, big head. like 15 minutes into the episode, and there's only 5 left. Like, if you knew this whole time that how to do this, how to beat the monster, how to do all this, like, how come it took you so long to tell them?
Well, that's a Zordon right there, to be fair.
That is a Zordon.
That is so a Zordon. That's like, let's go into battle. Oh, we got beat up. Oh, we're so hurt. Let's teleport back to the command center. By the way, guys, here's how you beat him. What? What?
And you that's why Zordon's that? Dead.
That's why Zordon's a massive
so.
But I don't, Gosei does not want to let them back in that base.
Nah, he's
like,
man.
You were in here once and that is enough. I will just talk to you via my tiny head thing in your hands. That's it.
Okay, I will just, like, me and my glowing LEDs will just beam you some stuff, and we're good. You know?
Randomly, with no, like, prior explanation or anything. Here's some Zords. Yep. Take it. Here you go. Right when you need it.
At least they're done with the heads.
Well,
because all they have left now is they have Six Ranger, Giant Final Megazord, and then their power up form, and that's about it. Because I know they're skipping Datus, and I think that means they'll probably end up skipping the damn ostrich too. So, yeah. Hopefully, we're done with the random here's new crap stuff.
It just bugs me because it didn't have to be like that. Because I feel like, you have 9 Zords to introduce. You know that you're going to introduce them, right? And you know that you're going to do it pretty much back to back. Maybe it would have been better to like have a moment, like because like in the premiere when they were like getting their powers, he's like, "Here is your Megazord, and you're going to use it next week," right? So how come maybe they couldn't do that for the other ones too and be like, these are your Zords and you'll unlock them as you gain experience or whatever, so that when they show up it doesn't feel like they're just randomly pulling out of their It feels like, oh, this is the thing that he talked about earlier, now's the time to use it, so it's not a random thing that comes out of nowhere. It's, you know, we know what it is.
Yeah, that's the thing that always amazes me, is like, I'm thinking back to other seasons, like around the time when Disney first got a hold of the franchise, and they were always throwing in so much new stuff. Like, I mean, think about like Dino Thunder, where You know, you need the ATVs, you need the bikes, you need the Raptor riders, you need Ethan's special bike, you need Connor to power up two extra times. And it never really, except for maybe the Battleizer, it never really felt like they were throwing too much stuff on there because they kind of just integrated it. You know, they went to their base and they talked to Haley when she was cooking something up, or, and it just kind of felt like, okay, we've been working on this new power, and now here's your new power, and just use it, make it part of the episode. We're not just going to throw it in there at the last second. Or them looking for the dino eggs, you know, like every time they found a dino egg, it was a big deal.
Yeah, and they established that they do that.
Right. Tommy told us there were dino eggs, and then they had an episode where they were digging and they were fighting Elsa for a dino egg.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was a deal. And then here, you know, and that's a hell of a lot more stuff than they're going to have for Ghostager. Well, I mean, Megaforce, damn it. But it doesn't feel like that, you know? It felt they always had a workaround where it was part of what was actually going on. You know, this is more like we said before. It's like a Mystic Force. Here's a new spell code because you look pretty today.
Yeah. You looked left. Spell code. You didn't fart. Spell code.
your cape looks freshly pressed. All right, spell code. Yay!
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, look, medicine didn't do the thing that she was supposed to set out to do when she set up, you know, the beginning of the episode or the season about the camera thing and whatever, and she keeps not doing that. Spell code.
Bad character development.
Spell code.
Toothpaste. Spell code.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Angry Vita face. Spell code.
Well, yes, of course. Vampire lesbianism.
Hey.
Spell code.
Giving that come hither look to Lily.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, the whole breaking the spell thing was a little less reaching than the previous episode where they got the land ones just randomly. Yeah. Like, oh, we got these because we're in battle and we're standing or sitting here, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just because.
Just because, you know. So I didn't mind it this time because she broke a spell or whatever. An achievement was unlocked.
Right. So, but, same thing with Noah. Noah earned his too.
I just feel like they should explain it more. Like, if that's the idea, because I mean, somebody said that online where it was like, oh, it's because they're being rewarded for their whatever they do. And I don't feel that as being like an intentional part of the story, you know, as like every time it happens. And I don't know. I feel like there are ways.
It should have been set up beforehand. Like, look, there are certain things that you will achieve and you will reach to, and you will be getting certain things that would unlock throughout your journey and all this other crap. Something, you know?
Hell, they haven't even taken the time to say, okay, you two are land, you two are air, you're water. They didn't even do that, you know? It's just kind of like, okay, here's new Zords, and it's for the pink and the red. Don't know why it's for the red. Based on the story, it should be pink and yellow, but we haven't taken the time to explain to you the differences, so there's some stuff.
And
for it.
And in the episode where they're talking about, oh, I can feel it on the wind, I was thinking to myself, okay, from the perspective of someone who watched Ghostager, I see this from a different point of view of like, oh, you feel it on the wind because you're the air person.
Right.
But seeing it in Megaforce, I don't feel like that's impressed upon the audience enough. Like, you just think, oh, well, oh, they trained, right? For 30 seconds in the forest or whatever. You know, it's just like, it's connected to, it's supposed to be anyway, connected to their element.
Right.
But that's not even.
There's no, this is why this ranger is good in this situation.
Right.
There's no actual explaining their differences and, you know, why, you know, any sort of strategic thing they could possibly do. It just seems like it was random, like, okay, I made you the Blue Ranger, so that means you're the only water person, because... Okay.
Because...
I mean, it's even weird, because they've even paired them up, you know, two, you know, blue and black, yellow and pink, and then red by himself. Kind of makes it feel like they should find a way to switch things around, or...
Mm.
You know, you've subdivided them into two, two, and one, just like the powers, but they don't match up, and there's no explanation for why who's who.
Unless you're like, hey, we're matching you up because y'all don't know each other. Y'all gotta work together. Boom.
You know, do
I mean,
I
y'all know
mean,
each other,
I would
but y'all
accept
don't,
that.
you know, but you know, you guys don't normally work together. So, boom, work
Right.
together.
That would have been okay if we actually had a character to say that. I mean, it's weird. It's weird because what we've seen of him, I don't actually like Big Head, and I don't like the robot. But at the same time, they're here, right? So how come they're not even being used at all? And the fact that he says in the premiere, "Oh, my mentor Zordon," just like I said, like this puts ideas in people's heads. As soon as he said that, people were like, "Oh, I can't wait to find out more about that," or whatever. And I just thought to myself, "Oh, boy."
Yeah, I was thinking the same. I'm like, dude, that is just a throwaway line. They just wanted
Right.
to mention Zordon so you would go, ooh, Zordon, woohoo!
Right. So
That
now
is.
here we are at episode 5, and who knows, maybe in the very next episode there'll be a huge explanation or whatever, but to me, it's just sort of like, who the hell is he? Number one, regardless of the Zordon thing, who is this? What is this? I feel like there's this huge gap just sort of sitting there in the middle of the thing, and they don't go to the base at all. They don't need to go to it all the time, but like, by this point in Mighty Morphin, there was like a little bit of a connection, I think, between Zordon and his kids, his teens, that he summoned, and you know, like they started to trust him. And I feel like there's no emotional.
Well, yeah, because this guy doesn't even really interact with them. You know? I mean, like, it wasn't the best, but at least at MMPR, the Rangers did their thing, and then they would bring in Zordon for all the sloppy explanations of everything, where he would just tell you everything, just regurgitate the information you need to know for that specific episode. But at least, you know, it was like, hey, Zordon, what's going on? Hey, Alpha, Zach's gonna help you with your breakdancing. Silly, silly.
Right.
Hey, Billy, making these communicators to do the thing. Okay, Alpha,
Right.
help me out. All right, okay, let's do this thing. All right, let's go back to the command center and work on some more things. Okay, cool. It was kind of like the command center was their unofficial hangout, like their
Yeah, it was
unofficial
like a second home.
juice
Yeah.
bar
Or
without
when
the
they would
juice.
and when they would like learn a lesson or something, they would get back to the command center and Zordon would commend them on a job well done and you realize something important. Good job, Rangers. You know,
I mean,
here he just comes in for like 2 seconds to say, "Here's something for you." Voiceover.
yeah.
That's it. You can't come to the base because it sucks.
You are forbidden.
And I just feel
You
like
just get to see these Ranger keys once.
yes.
That's it. And I just I don't like because to me like I don't necessarily think every team needs like a mentor guy to be like, here are your powers and here is the blah blah blah. Lost Galaxy didn't really have that. And you could quibble about whether that was perfect or not. I don't think it was perfect, but it was fine, you know, for me at least, you know. And I feel like if you don't want to, you know, do the work required to create a character, because he's not really a character right now to me, he's useless emotionally, then why bother with it? Like, why create that? I don't know. It just, nah. It's
Yeah,
not good.
he seems pretty superfluous at this point in time. You know, it's like if the narrator of a Sentai season like was also a character that just sort of stood there. Like the It's Time for Buster guy was like a dude. It was like a
Yes.
program in a computer that talked to him every couple years. Hey, Buster time.
It's time for random news award.
Yes, you know.
It almost could have been like they found these morphers or whatever, and this guy is actually in each of their morphers and be like, look, just I'm gonna give you Zords and you gonna do things and it's just listen to my voice. And that's it. Like
Don't.
it's as if like they don't even need a base so far. You know?
Well, they
No.
don't. I mean, it's weird. I don't get it.
Well, I'm still waiting for that episode where Troy will go to the base and say, "So, I've been having this dream,
Yeah.
and all these things in this dream are these keys on the wall. So maybe that's a problem." No? Want to talk about it? Maybe. No?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it's exactly the same complaint that I had with Pink and Yellow. Like, okay, their friendship is a thing. Let's see more of it. And how about while we're doing that, let's have Troy tell somebody about these dreams, which seem like apocalyptic or like, you know what, like a big deal. Obviously, you predicted that you would have these powers, or someone would. Mm-hmm. That seems like something you would mention to someone.
Yeah, I mentioned this last week too, where it's like they clearly want to keep this as like a subplot, so that when season two starts, they'll be like, hey, we've been mentioning this all year long, but they haven't really advanced it at all. I mean, it took till last week for him to finally say to Emma, oh, I've been having weird dreams. And that's it. He didn't describe anything. And that's all it's going to be, is every couple episodes, he's probably going to see another 5 seconds of the Legendary War. And he's going to wake up in a sweat. Yeah, he's going to wake up in a cold sweat. And then not tell anybody. And then at the very end of the season, he'll be like, oh, yeah, there was a thing.
For the last 6 months.
I know I'm like the new guy, and I should probably have told you this to help build up trust or whatever. I mean, I've just been sitting on it. So we should probably do something about it. Go say, No?
You're off the team.
You are a major... Oh. Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Teleport him into space.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So, two. Giving it a two. For once again, dropping the ball, having potentially decent ideas for these characters, and then doing absolutely nothing with them.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It's just, oh man, the plan was so dumb. Just so dumb.
Like, yeah.
That really got to me. Like, I mean, you have these guys under your thumb, and yet you want to use them for your own entertainment. You know, not the, and like, we heard that you're the best of the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, best at what?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down and getting facials? Like, come on.
She's supposed to be royalty. I also thought that was, like, a thing that could have been interesting, but wasn't really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she royalty, all right. She's so lazy that she don't want to do no work and take over the world.
By the way, I love that. When I was rewatching the Ghost Ager, I had forgotten about it, where the two girls show up and they're all like, we're gonna take you down and we're going to rescue the guys. And then, Pink morphs, and then it looks like Yellow's gonna morph, but instead she's the one that creates that vine and just grabs onto Pink and says, okay, you being crazy, I'm gonna go fight. You just sit there because you're gonna do something stupid. Boom! She just goes into battle. Pink's like, what are you doing? I thought that was, I laughed the second time around. I had completely forgotten about it. I thought it was good. Stupid ears.
Stupid ears.
Or like when because like in the Ghost Ager, they were, she, instead of, you know, like cleaning her feet and stuff, she was using them as furniture. And then Red's like, don't worry, the girls are still out there. And then Blue and Black look at each other like, we're doomed. We have no faith in these girls whatsoever to work together. I actually got a few laughs out of that. I was surprised, Ghost Ager. You got me there. A little bit of chuckle here and there.
Little chuckle.
Yeah.
Chuckles.
Yeah. But here, not so much. No.
I think as far as dialogue, this was probably the worst episode for me as well. It just wasn't quite as snappy. It wasn't, especially like the Japanese footage, it just felt like they were just putting in whatever.
Ooh, that's tough, because I really hated the dialogue in the, for the most part, in the Noah needs to learn how to have confidence episode. That was pretty bad. So these are both... Honestly, I haven't really been annoyed by any of the monsters, though. Like, they really haven't made me like, oh, this is just cringe. So
the monsters of the week, yeah, they've been fine.
They've been pretty decent. But otherwise, yeah, they've really been beating, I mean, the dead horse as far as it comes to the moral of the story or crap like that. Or reiterating whatever they think is incredibly important to the plot. Friendship, confidence.
They still haven't gotten that you don't need to use those words even. Just show their friendship. Like, people will get it.
Right.
But whatever.
Kids aren't that dumb.
No. God, no, they're not. Ugh.
Yeah, two. Definitely two.
Alright, so...
And low two, like...
That was Megaforce's effort for the week. It was not a mega win.